Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining us. We're here today to spend about 10 or 15 minutes discussing non-fungible tokens, or NFTs, a concept that arose in 2014 in cryptocurrency that's been generating interest across industries from powerful organizations. For example, over the past 10 days alone, Goldman Sachs actually announced their interest in the tokenization of assets, specifically as it relates to financial instruments. Additionally, PE firm Apollo hired former JP Morgan executive and head of crypto and metaverse, Christine Moy, as their first head of digital assets to manage investments in areas such as tokenized payments and digital collectibles. Digital assets, specifically NFTs, are a pertinent issue that's being discussed and invested in across global companies. So today, we're going to take a deeper look at the interesting intersection of NFTs and luxury retail. Notably, we're going to share what we see as the most likely entry points for luxury companies into this space. First being redeemability, and second being passive marketing. So Danny, could you share with us a little bit more about NFTs?
Sure. So before we begin, we want to ensure we're all on the same page. So what actually is an NFT? NFTs stand for non-fungible tokens, and in their simplest form, they're digital assets that are unique and non-interchangeable. NFTs are constructed in the form of distinctive identification codes and then stored in digital ledgers called blockchains. NFTs have endless use cases for digital assets, ranging from artwork to music to gifts to video games and many more. They've really revolutionized the way that people can gain ownership, trade, and sell digital content. The innovation and movement behind NFTs has created a huge opportunity for companies across several sectors to monetize digital content and have opened up new possibilities for how companies can engage and interact with consumers. As we'll dive into throughout this podcast, we're particularly excited for the use case of NFTs in the luxury retail sector. However, we first want to give a little background on the NFT use case in the consumer sector, which Rachel will dive into now.
Thanks so much, Danny. So yeah, just as you said, before we move into the intersection of NFTs and luxury retail specifically, we want to make the usage of NFTs in the consumer goods industry a little bit more tangible. So let's discuss, how are NFTs being used in consumer-focused businesses right now? Well, one example is as a passive marketing tool. Consumer companies are selling products and events using NFTs to engage with customers and generate interest. For example, in the quick service restaurant space, McDonald's actually gave away 10 McRib NFTs in October 2021 to celebrate the 40th anniversary of the menu item, with the idea that even when the item is not on the menu, these individuals will have McRib NFT to enjoy as part of their digital collection. Another very recent example in the sports and entertainment space is that F1 team Mercedes-AMG Petronas is auctioning a limited number of digital art NFTs featuring their two current drivers, Lewis Hamilton and George Russell. This is all about being able to engage with fans and cultivate further interest in the consumer-driven sport that partially relies on tickets, streaming, and merchandise purchases. So overall, there's utility for NFTs in marketing, and we're already seeing them used as a tool employed to engage with consumers. Now, Judy, over to you to focus a bit more on the luxury retail sector.
So what does this have to do with luxury retail? Well, we see a lot of NFT applicability in the luxury sector, particularly as it relates to redeemables and passive marketing, as Rachel just touched on. Additionally, there is a strong business case for NFTs in the secondhand marketplace, which at this point in luxury is a definite force to be reckoned with. So first, let's talk about redeemability, or the concept of issuing an NFT that can later be redeemed for a physical or digital asset. For example, imagine an NFT for a Rolex that can be redeemed in 3 years for a physical watch, or an NFT for a Birkin bag that hasn't yet been created. There are already long wait lists for these highly demanded products. NFTs would then allow holders to own and trade ownership before even taking possession. This is an extremely attractive proposition for brands as they can secure capital prior to beginning production through the sale of these NFTs. This may all, in theory, sound too good to be true, but it's important to keep in mind that redeemable NFTs wouldn't work in every sector. There is only such a huge likelihood of success within the luxury marketplace because we're talking about goods that hold their value in downturns yet become even more desirable in times of abundance. And wealthy customers who have a high tolerance for risk and are the least sensitive to factors such as the time horizon of redeemability and price. Additionally, let's now talk about the passive marketing benefits that NFTs offer. NFTs are a buzzy topic right now, so issuing them, especially in this early stage, will generate buzz all on its own. Now, layer onto that this novel idea that NFTs push some of that marketing onus onto customers to drive demand for the NFTs that they own, since doing so would enable them to retain and ideally increase the value of their NFT. It's a win-win for brands who benefit from this passive marketing, basically in perpetuity. Finally, we see NFTs having a strong use case in the booming luxury resale market. In fact, we see NFTs driving more luxury brands to embrace the secondhand marketplace, as brands can take advantage of the royalties that are paid to the original NFT issuer upon resale. Royalties, commonly 4%, are given to the NFT original seller and enable luxury brands to monetize on their designs beyond the initial sale indefinitely, as these goods, which are designed to transcend lifetimes, then change ownership. Vanessa, passing it over to you to chat through the risks that exist within the luxury space.
Thanks, Judy. So of course, this being a completely new sector, it's important to discuss potential risks around NFT redeemability and marketing. And with that being said, we'd like to highlight two high-level risks to pay particular mind to. First, specific luxury issues such as authentication of NFTs is crucial. For example, there's demand from active NFT traders for Louis Vuitton NFTs, but this has led to some falsification and scams. Second, the overall state of the market, of course, it being newer and it continuing to be volatile. Two major events recently denote a longer term timeline for decentralized marketplaces. For example, Yuga Labs just announced that they're moving to a sidechain. However, sidechains are never fully decentralized and untested, and of course, are prone to hacks. Additionally, the Solana shutdown and centralized marketplaces such as NYSE, Yelp, and Facebook also have challenges. So while decentralized are an alternative, they're still newer and working through volatility. So does this mean we'll be seeing all the luxury brands running towards NFTs? Well, the short answer is likely not, at least not right now. Luxury brands have so much history and brand equity to protect that any entry into the NFT game will be carefully calculated. Overall, we, number one, see a case to be made for luxury companies to leverage NFTs. And number two, see redeemability and marketing as the most likely initial entry points. The timeline does change daily, though, because there is an argument to be made that NFTs as a whole are losing some steam. However, for certain purposes, inroads are being made. We believe that by the end of 2022, redeemables and marketing in the form of NFTs will be more commonplace with a stronger presence by 2023. As we close out this podcast, we would like to give a special thanks to cryptocurrency industry veteran Brooke Armstrong for his expert lens. Brooke is the co-founder and CEO of BlockSky, which provides blockchain-enabled payment, expense, and data solutions for travel and entertainment. Thank you all so much for listening, and keep those redeemables top of mind for your holiday list.